T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Halloween right around the corner, and you can enjoy All Hallows Eve at the Winchester Mystery House. Just go to RadioAlice.com. You should be checking RadioAlice.com on the regular. We have a lot of good contests going on right now. We got your shot at winning the ultimate Winchester Mystery House experience, 6 tour tickets, 6 merch packs, and up to $100 in Uber credit.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. So it's currently raining where I am. I don't know about you.
Yep.
But we're going to have rain on and off through the weekend. In fact, the biggest storm is scheduled for Sunday. So, you know, the news is good in that we need this rain, and hopefully we're getting snow. In fact, I'll check on that next news break, how we did snow.
Gotta be cold enough, right? We gotta keep that snow once we get it.
That's the worry. Anyway, the first biggest story of the day is Brian Laundry may have been found. That is the fiance of Gabby Petito and the presumed murderer of Gabby Petito. They say that they found some of his belongings in that preserve that he said he was going to weeks ago.
Right.
And they found remains right near some of his stuff. So I still have a tendency. I'm overestimating this guy clearly, as I believe he said that and then went to Canada or Mexico.
Right.
Or anywhere else in the world. But the idea that he actually went where he said he was going and then offed himself, I still think, well, he must have offed somebody else.
And I then still have my fingers crossed for my bingo card that he got a gator got him.
Well, either way, they did find remains near some of his belongings. And so now, without speculation, they say they think it's him, but they want to confirm. You'll have to wait. They haven't confirmed it yet. So, but it looks like that's the case.
All right.
His family believes that that's
Saying so, huh?
Well, they're saying that through the lawyer.
Okay.
So the lawyer, their lawyer is saying they believe that it's their son. Real fast, in the interest of fair play, and because I just got that Google Pixel laptop that didn't show up. There's a new Google Pixel phone. The Google Pixel 6 is like the first phone Google's made that's on level, or they say could be on level with the iPhone.
So if
you're into the other, you know, stuff.
Well, listen, I'm as dialed into Google as I am into Apple these days.
Mm-hmm. I am too. That's why I thought.
Into everything through my Google accounts.
And I absolutely thought, you know what? If I'm going to get a laptop that I'm going to carry around, a $600 one sounds a lot better than an $1,800 one. So let's try that.
Yeah, let's do that.
See if it works. If it can ever get delivered. But anyway, the Google Pixel 6 phone.
The prices here are very affordable, it seems, compared to Apple's. Pixel 6 Pro is $899 and Pixel 6 regular is $599.
Wow.
Yep.
That is unheard of for a phone.
Well, they don't have quite the dedicated fandom that Apple has.
Right.
You know, that whole spending the night out for a phone release.
Yeah, the cult following.
That's now stopped, right? We don't have any more overnights for iPhones, do we?
I don't know.
I don't think they do that anymore. There's
no way. You
mean
the people who wait outside?
Yeah. Well, you know, early on with the Apple iPhones, people were waiting because they were harder to get a hold of, and they were going leaps and bounds with each iteration. Now it's like the camera's 1% better.
Right. Slightly better.
Right.
And maybe a different shape.
Right.
Whatever.
Now they
anyway, this is the story I teased you with. I had a job as a waiter. I didn't fulfill my duties and never actually waited any tables.
Oh. God, I've
but
tables.
I understand it's a popular job for people. Many people have, you know,
quick
done
cash,
food
man.
Service. Right.
And you can make really good money.
You can also find yourself extremely frustrated with people.
Yep.
Extremely frustrated.
Yep.
A guy named Candy Franklin.
Okay.
That's right. His name's Candy. What with do you want to say something about it?
Nope.
Okay. A guy named Candy Franklin went to a Waffle House in downtown Atlanta on Wednesday. Atlanta, one of the bigger cities in Georgia.
Yeah.
Maybe
sure.
The biggest.
I think it is. It's a big city.
Anyway, he's in downtown Atlanta on Wednesday. It's not clear if he'd been drinking or not, but it was 1 a.m, and Waffle House at that hour often has people who've left the bars.
Let's make our assumptions now.
Anyway, his order included some eggs with cheese, but they were forgotten. So he complained and said, Listen, I ordered eggs with cheese on them, and I didn't get it.
Right.
So then the eggs finally came, and they didn't have the cheese on them. So he said, listen, I'm sorry to do this again, but I ordered cheese eggs, and these eggs don't have cheese on them,
these
clearly.
These are cheeseless eggs.
He eventually did get the cheesy eggs he ordered. But then while he was checking to make sure they were right, he saw people running out of the restaurant. When he looked up, his waitress had a gun aimed at him. A real gun. A gun aimed at him.
Okay,
while
hold
he...
on.
Yes.
Now, the way you describe this story, he's feeling fairly reasonable. Was he belligerent toward her, or is
Again,
she just having a bad night and can't take it anymore?
I think that it's clear she can't take it anymore, whether or not he was the final straw.
Well, she's pointing the gun at him, so I'm guessing he's the final straw.
But really, that's an unreasonable response to just about anything that happens.
Even if the guy's being unreasonable.
Right. Absolutely unacceptable.
Quit. Never an acceptable reaction.
You're better off getting up and taking off your, what do they call it?
Apron
and walking out.
Right.
Than you are pulling your gun on somebody.
Well, you're making a life-changing maneuver.
Right.
Whether you fire that gun or not, you're already in big trouble.
If you're just joining us, here's a recap. A guy named Candy Franklin walks into Waffle House in downtown Atlanta on Wednesday. It's like 1 a.m, and that is a popular place for people who have been drinking at that hour.
Absolutely, but we're not making any assumptions.
We don't have whether or not he'd had anything to drink, but I do have that he ordered some eggs with cheese, and they were forgotten in the order. He complained, and then they finally did bring the eggs, but they didn't have the cheese, so then he complained again. Eventually, he did get cheesy eggs, but while he was checking to make sure they were right, he saw people running out of the restaurant. When he looked up, he was looking at the barrel of a gun. His waitress, Angelic Patterson.
Candy and Angelic.
Uh-huh. He says, she pointed the gun directly at him and threatened to shoot. So he said, go ahead.
Oh, balls.
Well,
that
I mean, he's
cool
like,
character.
You're going to shoot me over eggs? All right, I'll call your bluff. Go ahead, shoot.
He told
her, there's no way you're shooting me over some eggs. And then she cocked the gun. That's when he realized, maybe she will do it. And he took off.
Oh.
Mm.
In the end,
for it, huh?
She didn't fire any shots and no one got hurt, but she has been arrested.
Looks like he got his food for free, though.
That's for cool. aggravated assault. Well, I think he's going to get more than that from that company.
Yeah. You know, Bryn just showed us a photo of the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Der Biergarten is right on top. It's a two-story thing. And upstairs, massive beer garden.
Well,
so he clearly stumbled down to get some waffles after visiting Der Biergarten.
Okay. Whatever.
I like the theory where we're, you know, it's a very conveniently located Waffle House. Der Waffle House and Der Biergarten are adjacent.
I believe we can all agree that's an unreasonable reaction.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. There's no question.
To sending your food back or saying you forgot my order.
100%, Vincent. That's a no Der Garten. Der Biergarten.
Right. Here's another weird one for you.
Okay.
Verbo, thumbs up, thumbs down. Thumbs up,
thumbs up,
down.
Man.
You like it.
I've used Verbo a million times.
Airbnb, thumbs
yep.
up. Thumbs up.
I've used them both mm-hmm. many times.
I don't like it.
Why? What is your problem with it?
Have you used it?
Yeah, no.
Okay. You've never used either?
No, I haven't.
You don't know if you like it or not.
No, well, I definitely don't like it. Now, why? I have seen their commercials where I see someone who's, you know, neatly, you know, manicuring the location, the home.
Yeah,
and they're saying, I am a Verbo.
Superstar, super renter. Super...
I forget what they call themselves, but they're like an experience master or something like that.
Yes,
like
I've seen those. Sure. Okay. The guy's curating the whole place to just dialing it into what anybody would... die for.
I make moments for your family.
Mm.
Yeah, you also got a parade of people rolling through my neighborhood day after day. New people turning over all the time. Here I am again with another kegger happening next to my house because you've decided you can make way more money off this place by renting nightly as opposed to monthly.
They're
like the
crazy.
Rest of the people who rent homes.
It's not a. It's not even a contest how much money you can make.
Right. That's Airbnb, in fact, that's why a lot of people don't like it, because that's what's happening in your neighborhood. Great.
Right. Well, if you live someplace good, you know, that guy, I know the one you're talking about, the guy's house is on the beach. Like, it's the best house ever.
Yeah. Well, you think his neighbors want a parade of people coming through throwing
they're
keggers?
They're all renting, too.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
It's the beach. Everybody's already there.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, quit it, man.
Anyway, this story's about Verbo and Fairfield.
Fairfield, California?
Yep.
There's Verbos there? People are vacationing
What's
there?
What's a vacation?
Who wants to go to Fairfield? Sorry, Fairfield.
Being
no
20
sorry,
minutes from Fairfield. There, that's very weird.
Yeah.
It is?
I'd Verbo in Benicia before I went to...
Yeah.
At least they got a waterfront. They got a little...
Yeah, we have
house
a
bakery.
View. Yeah. Yeah. That's weird.
It's Fairfield, weird that everybody knows Fairfield around here. I'm not
well,
familiar.
Well, you know, it's actually... Know it. We used to make a pit stop on our way to Tahoe. It's one of those on the way towns.
Yeah, right. You take that Tahoe. Way to go to Tahoe. Well, at least for me.
Yeah, of course. Right on the 80.
On the morning of Saturday, October 9th, a group of 11 people who'd rented this place, Verboed this place in Fairfield, they woke up to find their rental van's tires slashed and a pair of threatening messages spray painted on the property's twin garages.
Oh my God.
This is your final warning. The tribe has spoken. Leave this place or else.
Well, it's messed up.
But you slashed my tires.
You have no idea who lives on this mountain. Do not underestimate our people.
Oh, they're gangsters.
Oh, so this is like up one of the hills. This isn't in the flats.
This
is like a
this feels like Deliverance. And maybe that's an old reference, but this is totally like...
Yeah, referencing the tribe is a little frightening.
Jerkwater hillbillies.
You have no idea who lives on this mountain. Yikes. But the problem is they slashed the tires. So then what happened? I mean, we called the police immediately, right?
Well, they were like, I was terrified. Like, what do we do now? Though the messages were no joke, they say the warnings are maybe sent to just keep people, like, and that's the thing I was getting at a minute ago as I set the story up. While Verbo is legal in many places, often the neighborhoods where someone has decided to buy a home, fix it up, and rent it out nightly.
Yeah.
The neighbors don't like it.
No.
It's not our favorite thing to have someone throwing random parties at least once a week, if not sometimes three or five.
And I would think much more unexpected in kind of a town like Fairfield, where, okay, there's probably real nice houses up there in those hills, but it's Fairfield the whole time.
I had no idea Fairfield was so bunk. I've never been.
It's just a nice little town. There's nothing wrong with Fairfield. It's not a destination city, in my humble opinion. Sorry, Fairfield. Again, multiple apologies to Fairfield. There's nothing wrong with it.
You're making the sound of suck.
Where the Jelly Belly factory is?
Yes, and the Texas Roadhouse is on your way to Vacaville.
Oh, Vacaville. Oh. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
But Jelly Belly and Budweiser are in.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, my apologies once again, Fairfield. Sounds like you do have some tour. I've been to the Jelly Belly factory. I drove there, though.
My kid and wife have been there, too. But
it's really fun.
I don't know Fairfield, and you are not selling it. You're really...
It's not a bad little town.
You say that, but you're winking the whole time.
I'm not winking.
I got my new car there. I mean, I don't know what else.
The Fairfield Ford?
Yes.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Fairfield. I just don't see it as a hot vacation spot.
They say the 707 writes in, the area of Fairfield where this happened is near Napa, but less expensive.
Oh, is it like borders American Canyon right there?
Wow, you really know the area.
Yeah, I used to commute through that to Tahoe on a weekly basis.
Oh, wow.
So I know the area pretty well.
I grew up in Fairfield, says 707, and it's freaking crap now.
Oh.
You may not be saying that. But that's what I'm hearing when you're talking.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's not really. I don't.
707 says yes. Fairfield sucks. No apology needed.
It's not a hot vacation spot.
The owners of the Verbo had been sued and were no longer allowed to rent. Says 707.
Oh.
I don't know.
So they were already on the outs with the tribe.
Here's my friend Sentinel Steve, who lives in the area I live in. And Steve says, I just moved as I had a Verbo on three sides of me and the nightly parties were getting old. Yeah, I think that now people are going to start to look in neighborhoods where they know that's against the rules or against the law because they don't want to find themselves next to a place where someone bought and is now just parading people through.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No. Well, and especially in a neighborhood where you wouldn't really expect it. We're looking at a $400 a night Verbo.
Yeah, this is VRBO, yeah.
This is in Fairfield?
Mm-hmm. Crazy. $400 a night.
Oh.
It doesn't seem to have furniture. Are they going to put a couch in there for me to sit on when I rent your house? I mean, it's a Verbo.
Yeah, it looks empty.
It's supposed to have all
it's
stuff.
All empty.
That's, you know, I have fond memories of, you know, when you move to a new place, it can be an apartment, a rental or a home you've bought. But that first night when you're in there and you're like, we don't have anything yet. And we're sleeping on the floor and let's
and
get
eat
some
pizza
takeout.
On the floor. Right.
Right.
Oh, God, it's fun.
It is a neat moment.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of food, 925 says, got my free Taco Bell breakfast burrito. It was good.
Yeah.
Thanks for the tip.
Oh, that's right.
Today's the day, everyone. Free breakfast burritos.
This one's in Fairfield. This one looks really nice. This one's $1,200 a night. Was that what that said?
Yeah.
$1,100.
Now we're doing Verbo ads. We're anti-Verbo around here. Stop it.
No, I'm not anti-Verbo.
Yes, you are.
No.
You will be if Jim starts renting out his place next to yours.
I'll just move. It'll be fine.
It's got a pool, too.
I'll just start renting mine out.
I think it's pretty clear you're on your way out of that place as it is.
You're crazy. I'm not. I'm never leaving.
Vinny, did you see the text from Danielle from Big Brother?
Oh, no.
She said she used to live in Fairfield when she did Big Brother and is asking why would you vacation there.
It's just not a vacation hotspot. She's
right.
I
mean, if you look at this spot that I'm looking at here, that looks pretty
nice. That's a nice house, yeah. I'd go stay at the Ritz for $1,200 a night.
That's a good point.
You know, I got to stay there. Nice leather furniture. Yeah. No rugs. Come on. Oh, there's a rug. All right. I like rugs.
408, one last one. Oh. 408 says, so Vinny does know how sex isn't fun when it becomes a chore. Sarah, he agrees. LOL. No, I don't agree. That was a totally different scenario. That wasn't us being together weekly or, you know, couple times a week.
Just because of love.
That was...
Let's make a kid.
Deliver something specific as quickly as humanly possible.
Mama needs a special delivery.
Right. Anyway.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Right after this, the way Billie Eilish smells.
Duh.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.